You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out our website, 805favorites.com.
Did you just take my stuff?
I did.
You did. So I have nothing in front of me to go with at all. You know what I did want to talk about is Aldabella. Aldabella is a...
They're getting ready to open.
They're getting very close to opening. I mean, I think they're opening like it's sometime in December right now. And Aldabella is going to be grape to bottle. I love that term, grape to bottle. And you're going to go there. They're going to crush it for you. They're going to help you all the way through. They got Norm Stafford, a top-of-the-line winemaker right there. It, by any chance, you know Norm? Wandering Wino. Do you know Norm?
I do not know Norm.
Okay.
I know Larry. In fact, I spoke with Larry the other day. And,
how are they doing on this? Are they real
he
close?
He said they went through 40 tons of fruit.
Holy smokes.
Him and two other guys. And he said that they're opening this week in Westlake.
Oh, is it this week they're opening?
Yes.
It's nice of him to tell me.
See, not December.
No, he told me December. I had a text message from him. I'm telling you. Okay, so they're opening soon here, and then we'll get their address and everything. It'd be nice to have all this. But Aldabella, of course, you got grapes. They'll turn it into wine for you. They're going to have wine tasting parties. They're going to do storage of your wine, which is real important. Right now, all I have in front of me is his phone number. It's Larry, 587-2376. But as soon as the grand opening comes, they're going to have a big one. I'm sure Tom and Sandy will be there.
Well, you know what? We may be late. We may be there in December.
We will show up in December. And, yeah, all the balloons will already been popped and everything else. I mean, we're going to definitely be late. You know what I was thinking of during break right there, besides that Beacon Coffee's still not here? Yeah, I was thinking. What's the scariest movie you can think of that you ever saw?
I don't even know right now.
Really? How about you, Jason?
My new favorite scary movie is actually The Lady in Black with what's-his-face from Harry Potter. It's one of the only movies I've ever, shame to say, screamed out loud with my wife on the couch.
Like a little girl?
Like a little girl.
Oh, man. How about you, Spence?
Exorcist, The Shining. Between those
two. Two of those? Oh, yeah. Exorcist, very scary. The Shining. Yeah, God, that long hallway of The Shining is so gnarly. Oh, man, that is just great. But for me, it'd be Exorcist. I've never seen a movie that ever could strike the emotion in my entire body like that movie did. I had to go back and see it about 3 months later. I had to see it again just to get some of the stuff out of my head. So because I looked at it and said, okay, that's really pea soup, and I was trying to break it down.
You try to go backwards.
Yeah, I was trying to go backwards with the movie and trying to so I could rationalize what had happened, because that movie absolutely freaked me out.
Yeah, the best scary movies are when you close your eyes and you can see yourself in the scene. And, you know, you're a little freaked out. But like you said, I go back to my movies, too, and try to think, rationalize it. You try to break it down, deconstruct it so that it becomes more fake. But sometimes it doesn't work.
And the movie Halloween, the original Halloween with Michael Myers, was a great, great movie. Now they've done Halloween 1 through 7.
When is that guy going to die?
Yeah, he doesn't. Killed him. I mean, he dies, comes back, dies, comes back. But the original Halloween movie, what's her name that starred in it? Everybody.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That movie was a scary movie.
And another one I'm ashamed to say, because half the people think it's totally, completely stupid, and the correct half me think it was scary. I saw Blair Witch right when it came out. Oh.
Yep. I think that was a revolutionary movie, though, mm-hmm. because now there's been so many offshoots of that style, that first-person camera shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, the Paranormal series, I think, was a great example of how they took that hidden camera, first-person kind of stuff to document scary movies, and I think it was revolutionary.
Yeah, they did a movie called Cloverfield. I saw that with the big, the big dinosaur in it, and that was done with one of those where it's shaking all the time. It kind of irritates you after a while.
So, not to change the subject, but you guys have to go see Argo.
What's that?
It's this new movie that's out there. Ben Affleck did it, and oh my gosh, it is amazing. It's not scary, but amazing.
Really?
Everybody's looking at me like,
well, I feel like Sandy's trying to get some trembling out or something. It switched to Ben Affleck, totally killed the scary mood completely.
Yeah, he can't do a scary movie.
He could barely...
Well, that Geely movie.
No. Ben Affleck's done some good stuff. I mean, I can't remember any of it, but that's it. I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really hungry. All right, we got Jason Hendrick right here with Everybody's Hungry.
Good morning, Tom, Sandy. We've good obviously morning. Been having a good time with movies this morning. As Paul mentioned in his last segment, you know, Halloween is coming up. This segment today, I want to get my sponsor out of there because it's my cousin's friend, really well-known food photographer. So today's Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by Stephen Hamilton Photography and his magazine, Who's Hungry? His goals with his magazine and with his photography are very in line with Everybody's Hungry. They have an educational piece to their magazine. They deconstruct their photos, want to get the passion for food out there. But also, after all their photo shoots, any excess food that hasn't been utilized during the photo shoots goes back to their food pantries in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
See, that's
he's sponsoring
so nice.
Today. We've got some swag to give away at the end of the segment from Stephen's Who's Hungry magazine. And today, again, we're a couple days out from Halloween.
Yep.
But this weekend is obviously the party time for a lot of people with Halloween. Mm-hmm. Kids will be out trick-or-treating, and it's all about candy this morning.
Okay, let's talk about candy.
Let's talk about candy.
I love candy. And I have
you
to
like
say,
sweets. You
I do.
Love sweets.
I love sweets.
As a matter of fact, we brought in some candy for Sandy to enjoy, but I think she's a little too sleepy to eat it.
Mary Jane's. I thought I'd eat it on the segment.
Oh, here's some live feedback. This is exciting stuff. Now, this is newsworthy, ladies and gentlemen. She's getting ready to open it right now.
The wrapper is coming off.
So talk about the Mary Janes. And
Mary Janes are one of my favorite candies, and that's why I brought them in. They've got like this peanut butter chew. Tom's going to dig in if you hear the crumbling. It's Happy, but it's a peanut butter base. There's a variation that I really like, too, that a lot of people are accustomed to that comes in the black and the orange twisty
right,
wrappers.
Right.
Those actually have a little peanut butter center as well. So you get the peanut butter-focused Happy, but in the middle you get some nice crumbly peanut butter, kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup center.
You know, some of these candies, it's kind of cool because they are gourmet in the way they make them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the wrapper on this. It's so, you know, it takes you back to the 50s when you look at this wrapper.
The other cousin to Mary Jane, which is kind of a competitor, is the Squirrel Nut Zipper. And it's got a little more nutty bits.
This candy's got a zipper?
No. The cousin to the Mary Jane, it's from a competitor, is called the Squirrel Nut Zipper. And it's got little bits of peanut in its taffy as well.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you got to go over. I got these
from
our.
Where's all this coming from?
These are coming from our friends at the Rocket Fizz Ventura.
Oh, I love Rocket
they've
Fizz.
They've got Squirrel Nut Zippers and Mary Jane, so you can go over and check them out and pick up some candy. And, you know, there's a large plethora of candies out there. Just a couple of quick facts about Halloween in general. It's largely tied back to pagan and Celtic traditions, ancient Celtic tradition of dressing up and warding off evil spirits. And then in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a day to celebrate and honor all the saints and martyrs. The day before became known as All Hallows Eve and took on some of those same traditions from the pagans and the Celtics as far as putting out treats to placate the spirits and dressing up to try to ward off evil spirits in preparation for All Saints Day on November 1st.
In fact, some of the cultures, they do the Day of the Dead, which is cool, and it just falls in line with what you were talking about.
With a lot of holidays and celebrations, everyone knows food is a big part of it, even when it comes down to honoring the spirits. As you said, the Day of the Dead, a lot of people who celebrate that holiday put out food at the actual burial places of their loved ones, and they're trying to provide a space for those spirits to come back and be honored during that day. With the candy, it's a big business. It's estimated at upwards of, I saw some different numbers, but right around $2 billion every year. They're putting out millions of pounds of candy. Americans are,
Americans eat everything.
I was going to say, Americans are really kind of the biggest consumers, in my opinion. We're putting out, I think it was 694 pounds a year per person.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of statistics out there. Some of them compete, but when I was doing my research, the numbers are astounding.
That people are eating that much candy in a year?
People are eating that much candy in a year.
I don't think I eat half a pound of candy in a year.
I think I eat enough for both of us.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, that's a lot of candy.
I went on to the National Confectioners Association website as well, and they've got some interesting statistics. 62% of adults will be handing out candy because it's their personal favorite or a household tradition. And kids prefer chocolate as their number one thing in their bag, with 68% followed by lollipops, gummy candy, and bubble gum or chewing gum.
I want to talk about something here real quick. Oh, I'm sorry, Sandy. I saw your finger was up.
No, go ahead.
But whenever you give out candy, have you ever noticed some of the kids, they kind of look at you like, I don't like that. You know, it's like, kid, move on to the next house.
Well, I was going to say that we would actually get dropped off as kids in the neighborhoods that give the best candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're right. You do. You want to get the best candy. Yeah, and chocolate is definitely up there.
And kids know those places. You almost map it out, right?
You
get
know.
A little strategy. You get your friends together and you kind of note it. And there you go to that neighborhood. And I know, Sandy, you're only 29. I'm 34. Even when I was a kid, though, people used to give out weird stuff. You know, they'd throw change in your bag.
You should get nickels and stuff like that.
You get hand-wrapped popcorn balls. And nowadays, that stuff doesn't fly. You know, when your kids are trick-or-treating, you want to make sure they're safe. You want to make sure it's a nice pre-wrapped package because you don't know what's going to be put in your bag. And parents, I definitely encourage you when your kids come back home that evening, sort through it.
Right.
I have some friends that even ration their candy for their children. They put some away in the cupboard and give it out like piecemeal throughout the year. Because kids come back with huge bags full of candy, but you want to make sure it's safe.
How long is candy good for? Can you really save it for a year?
You can save it for most candies. Hard candies especially are going to be good for at least, you know, a year to 2 years. Chocolates are going to vary a little more because they
freeze it.
Yeah, you can freeze it, yeah, but actually,
put it in the freezer and then bring it out and give it to the kids next year.
The only thing I would speak to in terms of freezing it, when it comes to chocolate, is you have to be conscious of appearance. When you freeze the chocolate and then you...
I don't care. It's in the bottom of their bag.
It gets kind of a white film on it.
Right.
It looks a little funky.
Yeah, it does look funky. Right. I have to agree.
Okay, don't come next year.
And there are a lot of great candy stores and chocolate stores in the 805. I want to mention a few of them before we get into some specific candy facts. In Santa Barbara, we've got Sweet Alley, Mother Stern's Candy Company right here in Ventura, as well as Simi and Camarillo. We got Rocket Fizz, Truffle Hounds is in Ventura, Kingston Candy Company in Ojai. It's a cool little shop, a lot of vintage-style candies. And Santa Maria, there's actually an online store. They don't have a storefront, but they've got a huge variety of candies available, and they're called Munchies Sweets. You can find them online and buy in bulk with a lot of unique candies and retro candies that are hard to find.
I don't know what the premise is behind some of these stores, but I think it's kind of cool, like Rocket Fizz. You go in there, and you get the old-fashioned candies that you're used to. You get the root beers, and I saw that you brought a couple of them in.
Tom, as the beer drinker, we brought in some root beers from our friends at Rocket Fizz that are brewed by beer breweries.
And before we get to that, we have a caller on the phone that wants to share some kind of a story with us about Halloween or what. This is Tom. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, I go by Surfer Mike. Spence will know me about the good wine I make or something like that.
Surfer Mike. All right, what's
happening?
He's got
thumbs up.
Thumbs up, baby. What's happening?
I just want to say, you know, I have a four-year-old, and we're trying to teach her good things, and, of course, candy's wonderful. But we have the Halloween fairy that comes the night of Halloween, and she tells the Halloween fairy what her favorite toy is. And so she exchanges, the Halloween fairy comes, exchanges all her candies for her favorite toy the night of Halloween, so we don't have to go through the rationing or the excessive consumption of the sweets.
So basically she's buying a toy with the candy that she just got.
Exactly.
That's cool.
It's a barter system.
I like
so
that.
Then you take the candy and you eat it all year.
Or you can give it away.
You know, you say that, Tom, and a lot of National Confectioners Association, again, said the majority, like 98% of adults will admit to sneaking candy out of their kids' bags.
Oh, well, of course you're going to do that. You got to find the best thing.
That's a great story. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Surfer Mike.
You have a great day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thank you.
I do that all the time. I sneak candy. That's the first thing I do. I'm like, do you guys have any Snickers?
What is this, a goldfish game?
Is that your one of choice would be Snickers?
Oh, I love Snickers.
My favorite candy bar of all time is a Milky Way. I just can't get past the caramel and the nougat combination.
How about the Three Musketeers? Or the Musketeers bar.
The Three Musketeers.
Like it's missing something.
Yeah. I like it, but it's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's got an emptiness to it.
It's
I like
missing
the flavor, but that's why you put the caramel with it, and now you got a Milky Way.
And of course, Kit Kat. How do you eat your Kit Kat? One little bite at a time. I love those little Kit Kats.
I like the snack size, so I can just pop it all in my mouth at one
Reese's
time.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Let's talk
now
about
that, no Reese's peanut butter cups.
Let's
that's
talk
the
about
one.
Reese's peanut butter cups real quick. You know, the Reese's peanut butter cup comes in 11 additional spin-off varieties, including Reese's Pieces, Reese's Sticks, and the 1 pound pack, 2 half-pound cups in a single pack.
Really?
Yeah. I was checking it out last night.
I can just
night.
Picture Sandy there, have her steak knife out, cutting it. And this is dinner.
Yeah. Believe it or not, though, the number one candy at Halloween sold is candy corn, invented in the 1880s by the Wonderland Candy Company. Over 35 million pounds are made each year. Number one seller for Halloween.
Really? Candy corn?
Candy corn. And it comes in a lot of cool colors now. They have a Thanksgiving corn with a brown combination of colors. They've got I think it was Easter with pastel variations.
Wow.
I still like the wax lips.
I almost got you a pair of wax lips.
Because
you chew it and get all the flavor out of it.
So
it's just
cool.
A big ball of wax in your mouth.
Going back to Rocket Fizz, I almost got you some wax lips.
Did
but
you?
Tom, they also have a wax mustache out nowadays.
Oh, nice. That's what I need.
Smarties. Not the most popular, but something that a lot of people remember. Been around since 1949. Made 24 hours a day in New Jersey and Ontario. 24 hours a day in that factory. Those,
and it's called Smarties?
Yeah, yeah, they're little, in
little
this packs little
of
packet.
Smarties, the colored sugar discs. You unwrap with the, it's like, I don't know, about a half an inch long.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay, I got it. I know what it is, yeah.
Pop Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Pop Rocks.
It's a gasify with carbon dioxide, which releases when the candy comes in contact with moisture. Number one popping candy since 1970s.
Man, oh, man. There is a lot of candy out
there. There's a lot. You know, you mentioned Snickers, introduced in 1930 by the Mars Confection Company, named after one of the family's favorite horses.
Snicker.
Yep.
Let's see. Let's name the thing. We're going to call it Snicker. Oh, man.
And the last one I want to talk about real quick is Tootsie Rolls. Everyone loves Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have ties in the military, and it's been part of military rations since World War II due to the extreme resistance to weather temperatures.
Can you say
I
that?
I couldn't get that one out.
Yeah, you almost got that out. That was
maybe
good.
I got a mouthful of Tootsie Roll. But yeah, so they're very resistant to extreme weather conditions. They made their way into lollipops in 1931, so now you got the Tootsie Pop. And going back to my alma mater, since I just came off of that half marathon race last weekend,
right.
Purdue students, uh-huh. engineering students, created a licking machine to figure out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie
gonna
Pop.
I was going to ask you if you knew how many licks.
they averaged 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Interesting. I think it depends on how you lick. Do you just lick it from one side?
Let's wrap this segment up.
All right, we're good. We're out of here.
Hey, don't you have a giveaway?
I do have some giveaways. Stephen Hamilton, Who's Hungry magazine. Wanted to give away some swag, some logoed gear and retail to get out the word for his photography, his passion for food, and the giveaways that they do to their food banks. We have a couple of aprons, a couple of really nice, sturdy canvas grocery bags, and a couple of hats. So call
Yay.
It in.
Yay.
Yeah, that hat you got on is cool. Is that the kind of hat it is?
Yeah, I've got one baseball cap, and the hat I have on is a military style, kind of
that
Castro look with the logo on it.
He'll have to get cool. Tom and I some because I like one of those, too.
Yeah, so it's 289-1520. We'll take callers number 10 and 12 on that. It's a whole little grouping. You get a bag, you get a hat, you get an apron, you
it's
get all
cool.
kinds of stuff.
They're really cool looking.
Very, very cool.
Very trendy. We're going to go on a short break and hear from some great sponsors. When we come back, you're going to hear from Jim, and I think he's got a lot of information on what's happening. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.